Hi there. The word for you today is, have you lost your peace of mind? In Psalm 23, verse 3, the psalmist writes, He restoreth my soul. And in place of the word soul, you could put my emotions and my peace of mind. When life overwhelms us, we usually look for one of two things. One, somebody with all the answers. Now, the trouble with that is when you look for someone to do something that only God can do, you set that person and yourself up for failure and disappointment. Always the same. And number two, when life overwhelms us, sometimes we look for some place with fewer problems. Paul Harvey wrote, and I quote, great story here. After Hurricane Andrew devastated South Florida, Patsy Christie vowed she was going to leave on the first plane. She was determined to get as far away from the terror of hurricane damage as she possibly could and have a restful vacation. Harvey said, and I quote, I just heard from Patricia Christie. Guess what? She was standing in line for fresh water on the Hawaiian island of Kauai, having just gone through Hurricane Iniki. You know, sheep get anxious when storms come or predators roar or they're forced to leave their familiar pasture for unfamiliar territory. So how do they handle such times? Don't miss this. They do it by moving closer to the shepherd. Let me ask you, have you lost your peace of mind today? If so, let me share with you the following scriptures. They'll help you move closer to your shepherd. Psalm 5 verse 11, but let those who rejoice put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Or Deuteronomy 33 verse 27, one of my favorite verses, the eternal God is your refuge and underneath you are the everlasting arms. Or Isaiah 26 and 3, one of my mother's favorites. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Or Nahum 1 verse 7, the Lord is good. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. Or Psalm 115, verse 12, for the Lord remembers us, and he will bless us.